Reader is getting physically fit in 2018.
Yeah.
Nick just wants to stop jiggling when he brushes his teeth.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's not new. Everybody has one of these things. I just don't. I've always been a bar of soap guy because I'm just so painfully normal in everything that I do.
Yeah.
But I finally settled and I bought a shower poof.
Oh.
Or as I call it, a shower poof.
Or a puff, or...
See, we posted a photo on our Facebook page, facebook.com/morefoxfm. I want to know what those things are actually called.
It's just a shower thing.
It's a shower poof.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because not a sponge.
No.
It's like material. It's like a mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all tied together in a poof.
Yeah.
It's got a handy string on it.
For hanging.
For hanging, so you can hang your poof to dry.
Exactly.
Somebody, we actually got a comment, though. Brittany says it's a loofah. Is that what it's called? I always thought a loofah was like a sponge.
Yeah, like I thought a loofah was, you know, those organic sponges or whatever.
Yeah.
That they put on a stick and you scrub away with.
Thought that's a loofah.
I don't know.
Like, I swear that I clean myself regularly. Like, I shower.
As do I.
Yeah, I'm not ignorant and I don't know the name of this thing. It's just, it's one of those items that just doesn't have a name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't ask for one of these at the store without saying, it's a shower poof. And they'd go, oh yeah, the shower poof, the thing you use in the shower. What else would you use one of these things for?
I don't know.
My parents actually use them on their luggage when they go traveling, so
really?
They can find out which suitcase is theirs on a baggage carousel.
I use hockey tape around the handle.
I don't remember the last time that I had to go fly somewhere on a plane, so I don't remember what I did either. I probably shower poofed it up. If you honestly know the definitive name of this thing, because Reader and I, we're too good looking to just be lazy and Google it.
We're just spitballing here. We're just trying to come up with names and decide
what it's called. Is it a poof? Is it a puff? Do you have a better name for it? Maybe it's called a chazwazzle. Who knows?
A scrubber.
Who invented it?
A shower scrubber.
Nick's a fan of electronic dance music. Reader's still trying to figure out what a dubstep is.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
So many people are commenting on this loofah thing.
Yeah.
They're sounding off on our Facebook page. It's not a loofah. I shouldn't have said that. I made the mistake. This is a scrubby shower spongy thing. I feel like we just need to settle and call an expert.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
That poofy thing in the shower that you use to scrub yourself, what is that called?
The what in the shower?
It's like a poofy thing, like a little mesh poof in the shower that you use.
Oh, Well, there's really no name for it, I don't think.
I call it a shower poof, and Reader calls it a shower puff.
Okay. Okay, I think you're both right. I don't think there's a legal name for it.
Okay, but am I more handsome than Reader because I'm your son?
Well, you know what?
Hesitated. Why are you hesitating?
No, just a minute. I have never met Reader yet, only in pictures. So I can't have an absolute positive.
There you go.
Let's just say you're both very good looking.
Aww.
Okay, thank you, Mom.
And I'm just so Reader knows, I'm a renowned matchmaker. So if he's looking, I can probably find him someone.
Go back to bed, Mom.
Actually, I'm up. I've just got growly voice in the morning. That's all.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Nick and Reader in the morning.
Fox FM's answer to a question that was never asked.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Coming up on Sunday, Reader, guess what?
What?
That is the premiere of the Corner Gas animated TV show.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't know when it was premiering.
Yeah, it's premiering on Sunday. I'm actually kind of looking forward to this, too, because, you know, I'm not the biggest Corner Gas fan in the world, but I watched Corner Gas. I liked it.
Yeah.
Because it was cool to see a show that was super popular and funny take place in Saskatchewan.
Done here in familiar territory.
I think I would even go as far to say it was probably popular in like Alberta and Manitoba as well too. It had wide appeal.
It was pretty popular around the world.
Yeah, if you live in a small kind of town, that it's just fantastic.
Everywhere kind of has their own dog river, really.
Yeah, true. Are you going to watch the premiere on Sunday?
I probably might check it out. I'd have to find it online, of course, because I don't have cable.
I think CTV has their CTV Go or whatever.
Oh, well,
it's
then
called.
I could probably check it out there.
But it all, You know, it also got me thinking, though, because Corner Gas is a pretty landmark Canadian television show, and it's getting the animated series treatment. I remember back in the day, Bob and Doug McKenzie had an animated TV show for a while. Cartoon,
The Adventures of Bob and Doug.
So, like, is this a trend that if you get popular enough as a Canadian TV show, you know, a decade later, you'll make an animated one?
Maybe.
What do you think we could make for an animated Canadian TV show? Littlest Hobo?
That would be great. The Beachcombers.
Beachcombers. You reminded me of the one that we were talking about with the... I never watched this. I wasn't even alive, but the marine biologist at the Vancouver Aquarium.
My generation. Danger Bay.
Danger Bay.
Dr. Roberts his kids.
Just on the name alone, I want a Danger Bay animated TV show. That just sounds perfect. I mean, it's probably... Like, you told me the premise of Danger Bay, and it sounds like one of the most milquetoast TV shows you could ever watch. It's about a marine biologist saving the environment.
Yeah.
With a name like Danger Bay...
And he used to punch out bad guys. It was great. He had his girlfriend that like flew the seaplane in, and they jet all over the place. And
I'm sure we could get like a government grant or something to make a cartoon adaptation of Danger Bay.
That'd be cool.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Pound for pound, inch for inch, they are the biggest morning show.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Well, I'm finally getting back into a diet.
Okay.
And you know what I noticed yesterday? Somebody called me skinny. They said that I'm losing, like, I looked thinner. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I am or not, because I, like, everybody sees something different when they look in the mirror. But, like, I felt pretty good.
Oh, like,
you and I, we're getting pretty svelte, if you know what I mean. And I think it's because of my diet, finally.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that the only way to lose weight is to just eat watermelon.
Just an all watermelon diet?
Yeah, it's my post routine, like workout routine thing, is I go home and I eat watermelon because there's a particular grocery store here. Actually, all the grocery stores do this. Yeah. They have cups of watermelon that are sliced up because watermelons aren't in season, so they don't sell like the big ones yet. But I probably spend, and I'm kind of ashamed, about 10 or 12 bucks a week just on watermelon.
You know what? It's better than spending 10 or 12 bucks a week on, you know, nothing but chocolate chips.
Well, I gotta tell you something. I used to spend 10 bucks a week on like energy drinks and coffee.
That's true.
And I haven't had a drop of coffee or caffeine since February.
You've adjusted well.
I think I've been doing pretty good. You know, I ripped out some of my beard hair. But that's...
You were struggling that first week and a bit.
I really was.
But after that, you've settled in pretty good.
I never thought I could kick something like that, too. So I definitely know for a fact, 100%, that I can't kick an addiction to watermelon, though.
No.
Watermelon is like my saving grace. I'm so tired after the gym. I go home and I'm like, the only thing I want right now is watermelon.
Sweet, cold watermelon.
Oh, it's just... Now I'm thinking about watermelon, Reader. Thanks a lot.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.